This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the Metro East city of Centerville, the sewer and stormwater systems are so full that raw sewage is seeping into residents' yards. And when it rains, the water has nowhere to go and sometimes leads to flash floods that have repeatedly damaged people's homes. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen visited a few Centerville residents who are desperate for solutions.
Walter Bird steps out of his house at least twice a day to check on the pumps in his yard. That's to make sure they're pushing raw sewage away from his house.
Well, you don't come out in the summertime, you can't stay out here. Around here, you smell like a hog pen.
He dug ditches in his yard to try and contain the sewage. They're filled with feces and bits of toilet paper. He spent about $30,000 over the last decade on replacing floors and repairing the plumbing.
I got tired of that, this mess, coming in on me. And instead of coming in on me now, it's just tearing the house up. You can't do it. I just go in the backyard and start crying because ain't nobody, who gonna help me?
Bird is one of dozens of residents in Centerville who's dealt with persistent flooding and sewer problems for several years. When there's a heavy rain, some roads have flooded so much that St. Clair County's Emergency Management Agency has sent rescue boats to help people. And even when it hasn't rained in a while, you can lift a manhole cover and see that it's full of water, or see raw sewage flowing quickly out of a pipe. Most Centerville residents are Black. A lot of them are elderly and on fixed incomes. Bird and his neighbors have tried for years to get help from city officials and the sewer utility Common Fields of Cahokia. They don't trust the quality of their drinking water, so they use bottled water. Now they're seeking help from lawyers. Nicole Nelson is the executive director of Equity Legal Services. She's working with 54 families in Centerville. The city's population is around 5,000.
They deserve a sewer system that works, right? Like, Walter deserves to flush his toilet and poop doesn't come up in his yard. And they deserve to have streets where they're not trapped in their house because the stormwater system doesn't function.
The residents are considering a lawsuit. Nelson says it's taken her team of lawyers 2 years to investigate why these problems are happening. It's partly because it's been hard to determine where the problems are in Centerville and Common Fields sewer systems. But she says it's clear the sewers have been neglected for a long time.
I think, money hasn't been allocated to the infrastructure. And so when you have a poor Black town that's sitting in a county that has other municipalities that have other resources, it's easier to forget about them.
Centerville is also in a low-lying area compared to the cities around it. Kalila Jackson is an attorney with the Metropolitan St. Louis Equal Housing and Opportunity Council.
The water literally just starts above the Signal Hill neighborhood, and it literally just cascades down the bluffs, under the highway, and directly into the neighborhood in Centerville.
The city of Centerville and Common Fields of Cahokia did not return calls for comment. Residents have been so worried about sewage contaminating their water that the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis has been providing them bottled water since October. Scientists from Williams College in Massachusetts last summer tested water on residential properties and the tap water. Researchers didn't find enough evidence that the water posed a health hazard, but they plan to return this summer for further testing. An Illinois American Water spokesperson says the utility tested the drinking water supply in Centerville and found that it wasn't affected. Valerie Marion has lived in Centerville for about 20 years. She says she used to be able to invite family over for picnics, but she had to remove her deck because of all the damage from flooding.
The water has actually ate up the foundation in my home, and I'm really afraid that my house might fall in.
Marion's disabled, so she can't work. She spent all her money replacing her furnace, air conditioning compressor, and the hot water heater. The appliances sit on bricks in her basement.
I have to do these things to be able to live in my home, but something has to be done.
Because like everyone else in Centerville, she doesn't want to have to put up with this for the rest of her life. I'm Eli Chen. St. Louis Public Radio.